This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A study from the University of San Francisco is being blasted that tries to say moms are completely at peace with ending their pregnancies and the accompanying mortality problems for their child. Clark Forsyth of Americans United for Life says a new study by abortion industry advocates should be met with the same criticism we would give to tobacco industry findings that their products are safe. The school receives large grants regularly from billionaire eugenicists and has produced sketchy pro-abortion slants to its studies in the past. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League says Hillary Clinton is on the hook for not only disagreeing with the Catholic Church, but for fomenting dissent and even revolution within the church. The actions of campaign manager John Podesta and communications director Jennifer Palmieri are not even given notice by Clinton. And that, says Donahue, means Clinton owns the problem. This is Life News Radio. The major story from all the political talk in the race for the presidency relates to how people of faith, or simply how people of conscience, will vote on the life issue in November. The killing of the most innocent cannot be made to be acceptable. But will large numbers of people vote for political ideals that filter out the tough thinking necessary to be moral people as they vote? Take the time to think deeply about the reasons you vote, and vote for a culture of life. We now know the name of 30-year-old Jamie Lee Morales of Buffalo, who died at the hands of New York abortionist Robert Roe, indicted on manslaughter charges. She suffered 3 deadly wounds and was sent home by car. She died that night at a Bronx area hospital. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.